There was crying. There was spitting. There was fainting. There was even champagne popping. Just another day in Parlamento Italiano, the Italian parliament.
Last Thursday, the Senate there descended into chaos when a majority voted to boot Prime Minister Romano Prodi out of power. He resigned. The government's in turmoil. The people are protesting. It's not quite La Dolce Vita in Roma these days.
The country's political history is always changing. 61 governments since Mussolini was in charge, according to Italian news agencies. So given this long history of instability, and as long as there is still fabulous fashion out of Milan and wine from the Piemontese region, does it really matter to the average American that yet another Italian administration has got some trouble? Well, that, I believe, brings on the phrase, make me care, coming from the BPP staff. Hit it. Joining us to take the challenge is Beppe Severini, a columnist for Italy's largest newspaper, Corriere della Sera. He joins us on the phone from Italy. Hi, Beppe.
Hi, Alison. How are you?
I am doing well. Buongiorno to you. Before we get to this whole 60 seconds, your bid to make us care about this, I want to set up the issue just a little bit more. The Prime Minister's head of justice got caught up in this extortion probe and resigned, and he took all of his Christian Democratic Party with him. So what kind of political position does that leave the Prime Minister in?
Well, when the justice minister resigned, he took away all three senators because the party was very tiny. But the majority was rather razor thin for the Prime Minister Prodi. So we always knew that he was like living on the brink of something, of disaster from his point of view. And it happened. So the electoral law is a complete disaster. You may not like your long process, but at least you got a president in the very end, and it's going to be there for 4 years. In Italy, what happens? You elect a government, and the system, I won't try to explain to you now, but believe me, we've got the majorities are different, the lists are proposed by the parties, we cannot choose anybody. It's an utter disaster, and actually it turned out to be a disaster for the, I guess it's 60, not 61.
Wow.
I think your calculation is wrong.
Well, I guess if we count this one as being a problem. All right, let's play this make me care. You've made it sound very dramatic, but I need to really feel this. I need to know why this is important to me and to all our listeners. So you know the deal. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. When you hear the ticking, you only have 10 seconds left. So, Beppe, you have 1 minute to make us care about the current collapse of the Italian government. Go.
Okay. You, Enrico, you take a flight to Malpensa, and the airport is not a hub anymore because we are selling off Alitalia, but or maybe not because the government is not there. Then you're taking a slow train to Milan, and why there isn't a fast train like all the other European airports? Because there's supposed to be one, but the government cannot decide whether to put one or not. Then you go into Milan, and it's a disaster. It's too much traffic, and your fashion is far away. You not reach the fashion show. You want to go to a restaurant, but then you find that you cannot find a parking spot because a decision about this or that have not been taken, and I could go on and on and on. A good government, it means managing a democracy, make everybody's life more easier, kind of more comfortable. And when I say everybody, that includes Italians and, yes, my dear, also American visitors. How did I do?
Fabulous.
Pretty good. I do have to say, though, the stuff about trains and traffic, it sounds like Los Angeles to me.
Beppe, well, I have to admit, I have a huge soft spot. I love Italy, so you mess
too.
With Italy.
I spent the whole 2006 traveling the U.S. On a book tour and trying to explain what the Italian mind is. So I know why you like it and why you think why they care about a government, because Italy would be a better place with just a decent government, or basically with any government. It's okay without a government, but it will be much better with a government, trust me.
I think we can all agree that civilization works best. Let me ask you, though. I think we can both agree that you've convinced us, but let's get some more information out of you, therefore. Is there any talk of electing a new prime minister?
Yes. Mr. Berlusconi, who's been around since 1994, and he may well be elected again, knows that he's going to win again because he's the leader. He basically owns the center-right coalition. And, of course, he's very well loved by a good half of the Italian electorate. And so he wants an election soon because he wants to go back to Palazzo Chigi, which is our White House, right in the middle of Rome. And but we... quite a few people say, not only of the center-left, say that with this electoral law, again, we're going to produce a very weak parliament that, for any reason, may fall. Also have a referendum about the electoral law in a year time, so it may well be the case, and the President of the Republic is pushing for it. Okay, he say, okay, guys, let's do this. We elect a kind of pro tempore, in a part-time government, just to fix the bloody electoral law, and then in 8 months' time, we produce a decent parliament which is going to stay for some time. And in fact, the president has stopped talking to the various leaders of the parties today. So we'll know what is going to happen probably in the next 48, 72 hours.
So there is some talk about electoral reform. Because if I get this right, is it true that Prodi was subjected to close to 36 confidence votes in 20 months? Is that right?
Absolutely crazy. He had to survive on what we call life senators, like former president or people, special people that were given like senators for life. You don't have those in America, but we do.
sort of.
And it's not entirely fair. I have to say that one elected government has to rely on those people who are not elected. But the system was crazy. So they had a huge majority in the lower house and almost no majority in the upper house. And the other really nasty thing is that political party leaders draw a list of people, and we have given no choice about candidates whatsoever. Can you imagine? You have primaries, you are decided, the Republicans are, the Democrats are, and one day in November you're going to decide for the man who's running the show. In Italy, not possible. We don't like that.
All right. Well, from the company that also brought us Cicciolina, the porn star, in Parliament, I can't say that it's all that much of a surprise, but thank you very much for telling
us. No, Cicciolina, forget about it. That's a long time ago. But anyway, can we borrow Obama? Bye.
Beppe Savonini, thank you so much for making us care and pretty much entertaining us thoroughly.
Bye-bye.
He made me want to move to Italy. All right, coming up on the Bryant Park Project, the best song in the world today, producer Ian Schillag will tell you quite a tale. It involves his car, a homeless man, and Nina Simone.
And Richard Wolff from Newsweek gives us a State of the Union rundown. You've been listening to the Bryant Park Project, and will continue to do so if you know what's good for you, from NPR News.